Welcome to Short Take. Johanna Thalmann took her first steps in filmmaking in London. She then studied feature film directing at the European Film College in Denmark and the HAF of Munich. During her studies, she made the short films Wir Jetzt, Mute and Holy Mumps, which all premiered at major German film festivals. At the same time, Johanna wrote and directed crime series for broadcaster ZDF. In 2019-2020, she wrote for the series Biohackers and Katakomben. This was followed in 2021 by the Tatort episodes Dreams and Luna frisst oder stirbt. From 2023 to 2025, Johanna wrote the final Tatort double episode featuring the iconic Munich police detective duo, together with Moritz Binder, with whom she is currently developing her cinema debut as a director. We talked to Johanna via video call for this interview. Welcome to Short Take. Hello, Johanna. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Eager, floating, and excited.
Wow. That is a great combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Deep talk with my friends and family. Also reading favorite childhood books to my daughters.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share.
Yes, I love making up backstories for people I just observe somewhere. That's something my husband and we do together.
Okay, so you're one of these people who sit in the restaurant or in the cafe. I see. I love that.
Only people I don't know, though.
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related, but obviously it can be.
That would be selling jeans in the Levi's store in Covent Garden in London when I was pretty young. Yeah. For one, I got a painfully quick learning curve from school English to actual English. And also my workmates there, they were deep into poetry slams and breakdancing, and that was so much fun.
Wow. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
No end and no beginning, because my good friends, they've always been there and they'll always be there.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
I think omelette.
Mm-hmm.
It seems basic, but it can be heaven if you can actually get it right. Recently, I discovered an absolute game changer. You have to eat it with a spoon.
What?
Yes, it's a completely different mouth experience if you do that. And I learned it from The Taste of Things. It's a Best Directing winner in Cannes 2023. A great film.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. I thought you were going to end up talking about the bear omelette. A spoon. Now we're pivoting a little bit. If you weren't a writer-director, what would you be?
Probably a very disappointed lawyer. Well, I love political and courtroom dramas, and I discovered just in time that it's more the storytelling I'm interested in than the paragraphs.
Which real-life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Definitely speaking all languages of the world.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched maybe that you love or that influenced you?
It is actually a very funny off-screen experience.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 11, me and my friend, we managed to get tickets to the Return of the Blue Lagoon. At that time, it was said to be this like very erotic film in the Bravo Youth magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still some time till the movie started. So we went to the local toy store to kill time. And in the toy store, I couldn't stop myself from eating a half-open chocolate bar, which was on the shelves there. Mm-hmm. And then we left the store and the store detective came after us and accused us of stealing. So our parents had to pick us up, and I've never got to see this movie. No fulfillment of the preteen erotic fantasies there.
And chocolate is to blame, I see. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's called Die schönste Version, probably something like the most beautiful version, but I don't think there's a translation. By Ruth Maria Thomas, it's a young German writer.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yes, Ronja Rabbers daughter.
I think Ronja and Pippi are probably the, and I think maybe possibly also Harry Potter are the most mentioned. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
I'm looking forward to Zoma. It's an AI courtroom thriller by Alireza Gulafshan, written together with Moritz Binder. And also the new Chloe Zhao film, Hamlet, which is supposed to be coming up soon.
Okay, nice. And which, again, possibly German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Someone that you worked with, maybe?
Yes, it's Katharina Köster. She's a writer and documentary director, and she's got a very unique voice she uses to navigate through very delicate subjects. I think it's very special the way she's able to do that.
Thanks for the tip. And now we're pivoting again a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
Probably that I don't take myself too seriously. I think I can make fun of myself in a very entertaining way.
What do you dislike about yourself?
My decision making. I mean, the lack of it, especially in unimportant choices, it can be an absurd process.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I fucked up the omelet this morning because I was too impatient.
Okay, let's pivot right to what random thing makes you happy.
That would be Sunday morning dance routine contests with my family.
Nice. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yeah, I got it from my granny, who is still going strong at 93. And she always says, the difference between obstacle and opportunity is attitude.
And we're at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky. I don't know, maybe not. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Probably it would be about my childhood. So I would have to discover somebody at the time, somebody like Frankie Corio from Aftersun
Okay.
Baby.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Johanna. It was a pleasure.
That was quick and painless. Thank you.
That's what we like to hear. Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.